You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Bringing Bibles to those in Africa. Only 1 in 14 Christians in Africa have their own Bible. Many people hear the word but don't have a Bible to study with. So that's why we've decided to partner with Bible League International to help bring those Bibles that are so needed to Africa. And the best part is it only costs $5 to provide a Bible to someone in Africa. If you want to talk about a donation that can have a massive impact, imagine $50 gives 10 Bibles to people that need them. $100 will send 20 Bibles to Africa. So right now, I'm asking you to call 1-800-YES-WORD and give at least $5 to provide a Bible for someone in Africa. That's 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673.
Russia is beefing up its weapons, but Secretary of State John Kerry says Russian President Vladimir Putin may be posturing.
It's really hard to tell, but nobody should hear that kind of announcement from the leader of a powerful country and not be concerned about what the implications are.
Yesterday, Putin warned that any U.S. military buildup in Eastern Europe would have dangerous consequences and that his country plans to acquire 40 intercontinental ballistic missiles. The FIFA ethics prosecutor says he is prepared to open more cases against officials as part of the investigations into the bidding for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. Earlier today, Swiss Attorney General Michael Lauber detailed evidence from banks in Switzerland of possible money laundering during the bidding contests won by Russia and Qatar.
Our investigation is of great complexity and quite substantial.
He says the case could affect the World Cup hosting decisions. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Retailing giant Amazon.com is pushing back against some of the FAA's ideas about drones. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Amazon is angling to get its proposed Prime Air service off the ground, and appearing before a House panel, a company executive said it disagrees with the FAA's contention that using sense and avoid technology on drones poses a safety issue. Paul Meisner also says states and other municipalities should not be allowed to add to federal regulations for drones.
Uniform federal rules must apply.
Amazon would like to use drones to deliver packages of up to 5 pounds in 30 minutes or less. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Greece's central bank is warning the country could face an exit from the euro bloc and even the European Union if it does not reach a deal with bailout creditors by the end of the month. The Bank of Greece says Greeks could also face a deep recession and a dramatic decline in income levels. Tomorrow, Eurozone finance ministers will discuss how to reach a deal with Greece to get it more rescue loans. The U.S., five world powers, and Iran are discussing the nuclear agreement. The sides disagree on the main elements of a nuclear deal that would curb Tehran's ability to make atomic weapons in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. Iran's supreme leader has for weeks rebuffed U.S. demands that the U.N. nuclear monitors have access to their military sites and nuclear scientists. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com. www.talentedpeople.org.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's Talented People. It's 3:06 already on June 17th. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for listening in. I want to give you the weather forecast if you happen to be in the Northeast area today. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 81. It's really nice out, as a matter of fact. Tonight, chance showers mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday, chance of showers again with thunderstorms, also possible after 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 75. And that continues on, mostly cloudy with a low about 63 on Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers before noon, partly sunny and a high near 84. Partly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 60. Chance of showers and thunderstorms also, about 30%, by the way, on Saturday with a high of 78. And then Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low about 66. And on Sunday, it's going to be Father's Day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high about 86, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 68 on Sunday night. And then that continues the same way, about high of 84 on Monday to low about 66. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back for the show.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Welcome to Talented People here on Princeton Television. It's my pleasure to bring you talented people from around the world onto the show. And today we're going to have a special interview with Scott Morgan. And if you're in the Princeton area, because I do know this streams live across the country, you may know him as the author of Character Development from the Inside Out. This is a book about character development, so we're going to talk to him about that. And we're also going to let you know, if you do recognize the name from the Princeton area, it's because he was the former business editor for the prominent US 1 newspaper. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you, Jeannie.
So good to see you.
You too.
So give us a couple of minutes to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I said, I was the former managing editor at US 1. Before that, I worked for the Princeton Packet, so I've been tied to the Princeton area as a journalist for a long time. And I realized one day that I had dealt with a lot of characters in my time around, you know, and I just sort of got to understand people by being a journalist and talking to people and getting to know them and finding out what motivates them, what makes them think, what makes them tick, how they react, how they interact with each other. And, you know, sort of a side parallel thing happened where I looked and saw that I, you know, always had an interest in creative writing and fiction. And I one day kind of drew the parallels together and said, hey, wait a minute, I might actually know something about people. And I started looking into things I wrote and things other people wrote and journalism stuff, and came up with the idea for character development, which has since, you know, become, now that I'm working with my own company, two of them, Four West Communications and Right Hook, you know, Right Hook being the creative version of everything, and Four West being the businessy, you know, end of things. You know, now that I'm doing that on my own, and this is actually, it's become more of a calling card for me than I really expected it to be. I
mean, people, certain of that. Yeah, best-selling?
Yeah.
It launched almost as a best-seller. But wait, we're going to back up.
Yeah, okay.
You were saying when you were at US 1 as a business editor that you were actually, so you're saying that when you were actually interviewing people along the way, this is where you realized that they were characters? And so you start to see the different types of personalities?
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't know that. Okay, I never realized that all these times that you and I have spoken together.
No. Well, the fundamental idea behind this book and behind my idea about writing fiction is that characters are people, mm-hmm. you know, and the best characters are people. And if you watch movies or you read books or you watch TV shows, people, you know, they talk about great stories a lot of the times, or the great plots, or sometimes, oh, do you remember that one where J.R. did it, or who shot J.R., or whatever it was. you know, that kind of stuff. It's fine. But for the most part, people talk about the characters when they talk about shows. They remember Sam Malone from Cheers. They remember Hawkeye from NASH. They remember Hawkeye from The Last of the Mohicans, you know, or...
What is it that, I mean, in your book, you explain how people can actually develop the character in their book to the point where that they are memorable?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back for a second. You're at US One.
Right.
You're making the decisions on who's going to be published in the paper and what's right. going to be featured, and you're interviewing them, and you're getting to know that person. And so then you've kind of put that in your memory bank. You move on, and you do all your work, you know, as far as a professional writer and so on. And then you decide to do your own book. And again, if you're watching, Character Development from the Inside Out, our guest today is author Scott Morgan. Scott, okay, so tell us about, I now got to see you present at the Princeton Public Library
right.
for Author's Day.
Right.
It was so interesting. And I want everyone to know that you know, you are a speaker and you're available to talk about this. First, okay, let's get that out of the way. How does someone get in touch with you?
Oh, you can, well, the easiest thing is usually to find me on my website, www.write-hook.com. It's W-R-I-T-E hook, you know.
That's so clever. Again, I say that because it's memorable that
yes.
way.
There's a hyphen in it. Don't forget the hyphen, because otherwise it's a greeting card company. It's a defunct greeting card company, last night.
Well, thank goodness it's defunct.
So there's no real worry about that. But usually you can find me through there. You can drop me a line through there. You can email me at writehookmail@gmail.com. That's an easy way to get in touch with me.
And you have a huge Twitter following.
I do have a big Twitter following. I'm actually developing a bigger Facebook following than normal,
good.
Which it just suddenly, like, people just started saying, hey, let's follow this guy. And I went from 80 people to 200 people or something in a week.
That's incredible.
Or something. And so I'm getting to know all these new people on Facebook now. But Twitter is still going on. Yeah, Twitter is what helped me get, you know, this book out there to the world. So.
Sure.
You're listening to Talented People. I'm Janie Murphy. Our guest today on the show is Scott Morgan. He's the author of Character Development from the Inside Out. Let's go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel,
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, so go ahead now. Let's get into it. Okay. I want to go right down to the where it starts when you talk about, tell us, because I know a lot of the people watching are authors mm-hmm. or want to be authors. They may be wanting to self-publish or they may be wanting to get published.
Right.
So this book is to kind of train those people. Everybody's got a book in mind, so right. Pay attention. All right, you got the floor.
Okay, well, all books really come down to, all stories come down to people as every story, no matter what you see, it's all about people in some way, because eventually, whatever story we're telling, it's people that are telling it, people that are reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand people. You have to understand how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionality is what you're really dealing with in terms of people as characters, because as much as we like to think we're logical, as much as we want to be Spock, we're not. We are McCoy. You know, we're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We all have all kinds of things in our heads that make us feel certain ways. And the best writers are people who know how to get into people's heads and understand how they feel. And when you start getting into people's heads and understanding how they feel and how they react and how they interact with people, you understand how people actually think and why they act the way they act. And, you know, story development is, you know, to the chagrin of many people who write very plot-heavy things, even people who write very thin characters,
mm-hmm.
write characters that are driving the plot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all plots are is something happens, you react to it, and based on that reaction, something else happens to which you or someone else has to react to. And so to understand how people drive stories forward is the foundation of how to write stories and how to write characters. And as far as understanding characters, it's just a matter of understanding how people think. It's understanding how they relate to each other, how they interact, how they talk, how they move, their cultural backgrounds.
Can you give us an example?
My parents, for example. Here are two very good examples of very, very, very different personalities. And I've said this, I've told this story to a lot of people, so if anybody's out there who's heard it, sorry, you know. But my parents were, my mother was, and God rest them both, but my mother was a bit high-strung, you might want to say. She reacted very strongly to things.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was the old Italian woman who acted like an old Italian woman. And Dad was the very quiet Irish guy, you know. So Dad was that guy that if he woke up on fire, he would have gone, just kind of calmly put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mom heard me creak in the hallway going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It was, what's that? So, I mean, she kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I always knew that if I had called my house, and I told people this, if I'm ever in like a car accident or something,
mm-hmm.
call and get my father, because if you get my mother, Mom will just lose it on the phone and be like, oh my God, what hospital is he in? Whereas Dad, if it was, he's in the hospital, he's going to go into surgery, Dad'd be like, all right, I'll be right down. And everything would have been much calmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I always said that if I was to write the story of me getting into an accident and calling home, depending on who answers that phone tells that story
That's
very, very,
right.
very differently.
Right.
So I know how my mother reacts to everything. I know how my father reacts to everything. And Mom would have made it a lot more fun as a story.
Sure.
Dad made it a lot easier in real life. Uh-huh. You know. So, but stories are not real life. So that's what I'm saying. When you get to know your characters as real people like that, when you get to know that people are, you know, how they're motivated, how they see things, how they react to things, how they say things, their mannerisms, how they eat their sandwiches, how they, you know, they do or they don't clean the dishes after. These little telling details are all these things that we learn about people as we get through life's story. Mm. And as we transcribe them into fiction, those are the elements that really make us aware of what a, you know, how a character evolves over time. And I'll, you know, I'll go back to Sam Malone, because you got Cheers, and people know Cheers. Mm-hmm. Now. And Sam, you know how he'd react to everything, and you know how Norm would react to everything. Mm-hmm. You know how Woody reacts to everything.
That's so funny. And if, Carlin.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. You know?
So, that's a joke out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you see Norm come in, and everybody yells, "Hey, what's up, Norm?" Norm will say something one way. Mm-hmm. If Woody walks in, he'll answer it a different way. If mm-hmm. Carla walks in, she'll answer it a different way. And you know how all these people are because you experience them in how they interact with each other, how they react to the same exact piece of information or the same stimuli. Mm-hmm. So character development is almost entirely about reaction and emotion, really.
Is there, like, when you go back about the, your mom and your dad, mm. and they're so different, it, as an editor and as a character development trainer,
right.
is either one of the characters more, like, sought after, or will make a book better by choosing one or the other, or is it just the author's story?
Well, characters... That's actually a great question. Nobody's ever asked me that, so thank you for asking
me
that question.
Yeah, I asked a good question.
No, the character always should be the right situation. It just depends on the story. Now, if I were writing a comedy about me getting into the accident, I would write my mother because she was an exaggerated personality. Mm-hmm. That's the right fit for a comedy. If I were writing something kind of slow and quiet like No Country for Old Men, mm-hmm. I would write about my father because my father would have fit entirely into mm-hmm. No Country for Old Men. He could have been the sheriff. He could have been the killer, actually. Mm-hmm. Everybody was quiet and mm-hmm. easygoing. So it's all about actually finding the right fit and the right character. You have to know, you do have to kind of know where your story is kind of going.
There you go. It's a big question there. Does the author already know what's going to happen?
Some
and
do.
Then kind of lay it out and then go back and develop the character, or does the character start and then the story goes from there?
Well, it could go both ways. It can go any way. Mm-hmm. That's the fun thing about all this. Mm-hmm. There's actually no one rule about all this. The mm-hmm. only rule is that there is no real rule, and everybody writes differently. I mean, I write stories, and the characters evolve as I go, and the story kind of evolves with them. And a lot of times I start out saying, I'm going to write a story about A, B, C, D. And I get there, and I sort of get A, B, and then kind of go to M somewhere, and then kind of go to U, you know, and it just kind of... And then I kind of come back to F for something and go back to
Well, I think that's kind of for the listeners. I want you all to know you're listening to a conversation with Scott Morgan, the author of Character Development from the Inside Out. It's kind of like when you have a sitcom mm. and everybody's watching the sitcom, like Cheers.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it steers off into someone else's show because people were so
right.
interested in that character.
Like Frasier.
How important character
right.
development is. You know, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
That's why you're a best-selling author.
Right.
It happens with everything.
Right.
Books, movies.
Right. And it's the same story of life. I mean, you know, we get to know people in high school, and we don't hang out. Usually most of us don't hang out with anybody we know from high school. And then we meet people in college, you know, mm-hmm. because our story changes as we get there. Our perspectives change, our attitudes change, our political beliefs change, our religious beliefs change, our dating changes.
That's really interesting.
Everything, you know, and it's mm-hmm. all the story of our life. We're just paralleling these things in fiction. So getting to know people as people and getting to understand characters as people, the more you understand character as people, you're never going to get writer's block from it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
No writer's block.
Get
into the character development.
I never ever believed in writer's block. And you know, sometimes people will ask me about this book and say, well, you know, you're advocating the getting a very, very deeply into character, and you know, that's going to stall story. And I'm like, shut up, because that's not at all what I'm telling you. You know,
shut up.
Yeah, seriously. It's
frankly.
Like that is not all I'm telling you. What I'm saying is on the one hand, this is a very large pill, you know, for beating writer's block. This is the prescription for beating writer's block, because if you're stuck and getting to know your characters, then you will understand how your characters will react to different situations. Because you can have a situation, like I say, you know, calling my house after an accident. Mm-hmm. My brother will react one way, my father will react one way, my mother will react one way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if I just switch the character, if I know who the characters are, I know where that story is going depending on who answers that phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point of this thing is that as a prescription to writer's block, it is to get to know characters if you're stuck. It is to get to know characters if you don't really understand them very well. And a lot of times people find that if they really do, there's no real exercises in here, but if they follow this sort of idea along of building the characters from the inside out, they find that what they've been missing a lot of the time. And it's incredible to hear people say, my story, I was stalled on for 6 months or 8 months or a year.
Yeah,
or
sure. Years, I would think even.
Yeah, and they suddenly start looking at their characters and they think, wow.
So if someone out there is listening and they're like, I was writing that a couple of years ago. I'm going to go get the book and go back and get my manuscript out and start writing.
Yes.
I want to get people really so excited about it, because when you were talking also at the Princeton Library, you mentioned the character that was unforgettable from The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yes.
And can you tell us about that? Because you were talking about just a couple little things that made his character so memorable. And when you were talking about it, I was like, oh, my God, I would have never thought.
Buffalo Bill? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Buffalo Bill was interesting because, well, one, he's not the bad guy people think about. They think of Hannibal Lecter because, you know, he was all like Clarice and, you know, everything. He was all spooky and whatnot. He had the big eyes. He never blinked and everything. Where Buffalo Bill actually was kind of a normal guy, which was scarier than hell.
Because he
was a guy. He had a house. You know, he had a van and all that kind of stuff. And if it wasn't for sort of, you know, kidnapping large women and, you know, you know, making clothes out of them or something, he otherwise was a fairly normal guy.
I mean, except for the dancing.
Yeah, you know, things like that.
Which was part of your thing. That was distinguishing.
But that was it. You remember this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is though people always think of Hannibal Lecter in that movie or in that book as the default bad guy, people always cite Buffalo Bill. You know, they always kind of talk. They do the thing with the dance, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they say it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. You know, it's like they like saying things like this. I mean, he's a great bad guy because he seems so, in some ways, normal.
Right.
You know, or at least if he's not normal in terms of society, he's normal for what he does. He's normal because he looks at his situation and that's just what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's a killer. He's a kidnapper and a killer. He's patient. He's intelligent.
Gives me the creeps thinking about it.
He's charming, you know, and all this kind of, and he is, you know, and he's sympathetic, you know. I mean, it's how he gets the girl into the back of the van. He's got the broken arm. Could you help me with this? You know, and all this kind of stuff. And knowing what's coming, you know, you're kind of like, oh, don't get in the van, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, how people react to this whole thing with him is he's such a visceral, real character because you know you're not going to get through to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's nothing. I mean, because even Hannibal Lecter, as spooky as he was, he had certain. There were certain things you can kind of.
Yeah, he was,
you know,
welcoming to her,
you know,
and he, like, would let her get away with a little bit.
Yeah,
you were hoping that maybe
he respected you if you can kind of keep it. But this guy was just, you know, and that's the thing is this was just the day for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just scarier than hell. I mean, if you watch that guy, he scares me way more than Hannibal Lecter, the truth in that.
It's just so interesting because I don't think people think about how much energy and knowledge and thinking ahead about the character to develop it even goes into these stories.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to also ask you, back to, like, the Cheers, you know, staff at the bar.
Okay.
When a writer is writing the sitcom, is it usually one person who's in charge of the whole show and the characters? Or do you find that, do you know if anybody's on one character and then they, I mean, how much time does it take to understand that character? Because, I mean, it takes a long time to figure me out.
Yeah, well, something like Cheers, the actors often evolve the characters as they go. It's an amazing amount of people who get every one show out. It's an incredible amount of people.
You can see when they get their awards, there's a whole team of people.
Yeah, it's like, I'd like to thank, and then they go on for 25 things. But it is one of these things where you have the writer who is brought in because the characters are already defined. The executive producers are usually the ones who keep the characters in line. In television, that's what happens. They're the ones that will say, no, Sam's a player, but he's kind of a nice guy, so whatever. Archie Bunker was a racist, but, you know, he's at least willing to hear something, you know, or you can make him look stupid. You can't do that to Edith, for example. You could not say the things to Edith that you could say to Archie, because Edith was the child of
the
show.
I think that's so interesting.
She was. I mean, there were no kids in the show, but Edith was the kid. Edith was the baby in the show. She was the child. So you couldn't say things to her like you'd say to Archie because you would hurt her feelings, or it would be mean to say them to her. To Archie because he was, you know, a bigot, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
You could say things like that to him. Mm-hmm. You could say things like to Mike, what's the name? Rob Reiner with the mustache.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You could say things to him kind of like you could say to Archie because he could take it, but you couldn't say them to Gloria because
right.
it would have just been mean
and
overbearing.
Oh, yeah, she'd go out the
door. And the executive
people
producer,
probably don't even know what we're talking about when we go that far back,
I know.
Right?
This is all in the family.
It's classic stuff. But
yes.
Let's hold our thought there for a second and go on to our commercial break here at Talented People Radio. I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Scott Morgan about character development from the inside out. Let's go to the news and weather.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There is a snag in the plan to train Iraqi forces. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there are fewer recruits than expected.
Our training efforts in Iraq have thus far been slowed by a lack of trainees. We simply haven't received enough recruits.
He testified before the House Armed Services Committee earlier. The U.S. had initially envisioned training 24,000, but that number is now about 7,000. Tropical Depression Bill is moving north through Texas, but the state has so far avoided the worst. But meteorologist Patrick Burke says flash flooding and tornadoes are still a concern.
This could still be a deadly storm as it moves inland and weakens. We'll continue to have intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially across Texas and Oklahoma.
But Texas is still saturated from storms last month that caused flooding in many areas across the state. This is USA Headline News.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
New York State Police say there is no hard evidence that indicates two murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison have managed to get out of the area, but they are now hoping for a tip from the public rather than trying to retrace the steps of David Sweat and Richard Matt.
If there's one word that I thought of throughout this investigation, it is relentless, and we are going to pursue every lead, and we are going to locate these individuals.
That was Captain Robert LaFountain. Investigators are trying to figure out the cause of a deadly balcony collapse yesterday in Berkeley, California. It was on the fifth floor and crammed with 13 people when it broke loose from an apartment building, dumping partygoers about 50 feet onto the pavement. At least one engineer has said the balcony may have been overloaded. The six people who died were visiting from Ireland.
To have this happen at the start of this season is something that has left us all frozen in shock and in disbelief.
That was Philip Grant, the Council General of Ireland. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
A teenager who lost an arm to a shark says he's determined to live his life. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Hunter Treschel says losing his left arm and undergoing surgery after a shark attack on Oak Island, North Carolina, won't stop him.
Fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
The Colorado Springs 16-year-old in this tape from New Hanover Regional Medical Center says he wants to get back home.
That's our friends back home. Can't wait to see them again.
12-year-old Kirsten Yao lost her left arm below the elbow and suffered a leg injury and another shark attack on Sunday. Her parents say she faces additional surgery, but they add the doctors say she will likely keep her leg. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two Guantanamo Bay detainees are using President Obama's own words to argue that the U.S. war in Afghanistan is over and they should be set free. In a speech last December, Obama said the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan is ending. In the two court cases, the detainees captured in Afghanistan are asking federal judges to consider at what point a conflict is over. The Supreme Court has held that the government may hold prisoners captured during a war for only as long as the conflict continues. AT&T Mobility has been hit with a $100 million fine after offering consumers unlimited data, then slowing their internet speeds after they hit a certain amount. The Federal Communications Commission says the company misled consumers. AT&T says it will dispute the allegations. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Welcome back to Talented People. This is a conversation with author Scott Morgan on character development from the inside out.
Yeah,
stuff from that show, and you couldn't say stuff like that on TV today that you had for a lot of
right.
Time. But you know, that's neither here nor there. That's a whole different conversation. But the idea behind the characters in these shows, the executive producers in TV are usually the ones who will say these are people who, you know, Homer Simpson is stupid, Lisa Simpson is smart, Bart Simpson's a brat, Marge Simpson's a straight man. Make sure you keep it that way. Mm-hmm. The writers will go in and write to the character. And usually after a while, I mean, if I were going to write a Cheers, if I were hired to write a Cheers, I would know who the characters were because I'm familiar with them after a long time. They're hard to develop over time, but the good thing is that you also, the great thing about character development is you can alter them, change them, fix them over time. Now, you talk about Cheers, we have the spinoff Frasier, you know, mm-hmm. which is a good example of this because the show originally was not supposed to have a brother in it. But when... David Hyde Pierce tried out for a role. They said, wow, you look just like Kelsey Grammer when he started Cheers. You'd probably be a good brother. So then they made the brother character. And then they added the English maid, you know, who mm-hmm. became the love interest. And that took a whole other series going, you know, and it evolved that way. But that was not at all what they initially started out. So you have to kind of keep your eyes open.
We always know that when all of a sudden the Phantom Brother shows up, they got about 3 weeks to prove they're a good actor, or they get killed in a crash or something ridiculous. It's like, oh, that poor actor didn't do it well. Or the character wasn't thought out well enough, right?
Yeah. My favorite thing was always at the end of a season, in the 80s somewhere, they realized that if they... You know, at the end of like every dramatic series in the 80s somewhere, mm-hmm. like the last episode of the season was always like some nut came in with a gun and started shooting people with a bomb. And of course, they were renegotiating contracts over the summertime, so it's like, you better play ball. And it's, so we can just write you out now. You just died, you know.
Yeah, something. You better play ball, right. So. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they were okay. That's so funny.
Yeah, and sometimes, and you know, Frasier is a great character to talk about this with, if anybody's familiar with the show or with Cheers itself, because Frasier was supposed to be on Cheers once.
Really?
Yes, he was actually only supposed to show up once, but he was so well liked by the crowd, they brought him back a couple times. And then the writers actually started writing things that were purposely awkward dialogue, just because Kelsey Grammer is one of the only actors who can say it and make it sound funny. So they kept trying to trip him up, and it just became a thing. You know, it just kind of worked out to this whole other thing, and evolved into a whole other character and a whole other show. So this is why I'm saying, you know, you got to keep your mind open for characters and character development.
It's fascinating because it all goes back to the person who's writing this script or book develops the character from the beginning because they only have like one chance.
Right.
So tell us about that, like as your book, some practical tips about to help people who are sitting there thinking, where do I start? I'm going to go get the book. And again, Character Development from the Inside Out, Scott Morgan, best-selling author.
Yes, thank you. The method I espouse in here is to get to know characters literally from the inside out, and the metaphor being the bones, the muscles, the organs, the skin, the hair, and everything. And if you look at the bones as the foundation mm-hmm. of everything, the bones are the basic questions that we first learn about people. How, you know, we see somebody, I met you for the first time, I knew what you sounded like, I knew how tall you were, I knew what you looked like, you know, and things, I knew what you were wearing, things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. These are all the very surface things, mm-hmm. and those are kind of the foundation, you know, sort of the what questions mm-hmm. that we ask, you know, who is this person, but, you know, how tall is he, what does he do for a living, you know, how much money does he have, what kind of car does he drive, just very basic mm-hmm. networking kind of questions, you know.
Yeah.
And then as you go through, if you layer that on, you know, one on top of the other, from that inside out, from that skeleton of that foundation of those kinds of questions, you can build other questions. You know, you say, well, you know, what does he drive, a Ferrari? Well, what does he drive? I mean, why does he have one? I mean, is he a thief? Is he a banker? Is he rich? Is he somebody who's just got a big inheritance?
Insecure? And those,
is he less of a man? You know, things like that. You know, so and all these things, they're all valid questions to follow up. And I teach a class in character development, at Burlington County College. And
did you hear that? Burlington County College has the honor of having you teach there?
I'm teaching one right now, as a matter of fact,
awesome.
As this show is airing. Well, not right now as this show is airing, but you know what I mean. It's on Thursday nights. But one of the things that I find that, you know, the people who take the class often are people who are just, they don't quite know, and they're a little intimidated by this whole thing. Because it's a big topic, really, in terms of writing fiction, and
it sounds like it's actually the most important part of writing the book.
And it's so fundamental to the idea of writing. To me, it is the most important thing to get to know the people.
Yeah, because again, you only have one chance to capture the reader.
Right, and that's when I worked at the Princeton Packet, Jim Kilgore, the owner of the Packet, his father, Bernard Kilgore, had a great quote that I used to keep tacked on my computer that said, "The easiest thing for the reader to do is to quit reading." So, and I kept that all the time. I had that there for 6 years, you know, when I worked for the Packet. When I moved to US1, I didn't take it with me, but I never forgot that quote. But it's a very intimidating thing. I mean, people are trying, they're looking at people and they say, okay, I'm going to write a character. And what they're seeing is, I want to write a character as memorable as Sam Malone or as great as Hannibal Lecter or something. Mm-hmm. But they're not seeing the process, because it's kind of like saying, I want to write a book. Well, saying you want to write a book, my God, I got to write 300 pages.
Right.
No, you write a chapter at a time. You write a page at a time. And this is how you, you know, develop your character slowly. And a lot of people are very intimidated by the idea of developing characters. And the way to really develop characters is to just keep asking them questions and making them answer it. Mm-hmm. You know, you just say, okay, Mr. Guy, you know, Mr. Man driving his Lamborghini around, why do you drive the Lamborghini? Because I like it. Well, why do you like it? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to get out of it? And there is no stupid question. You know, just keep asking these people your questions. These characters your questions. Yeah, calling them people. You know.
Yeah, so, you get.
And that's the thing. But you make them answer you, and you make them give you actual, real answers. And you can always keep asking other questions. And if you get stuck, just ask why. Because you can't answer why with yep.
So do you actually sit down, kind of ask the questions, have this like almost like a portfolio or bio and so on of this character, and then put the character, and I know you said the journey of writing is one thing, but you have to introduce those kind of along the way, right? Because
you can't just say,
here he is, he's all
right.
But that's all writing. And again, I'm sorry, I want you to go ahead. We only have a couple minutes left, so tell more.
Where did I leave off?
You were just talking about how when you get to the character, it's the inside out, and then you go to the person.
But the point is, you just keep asking layers and layers of questions, and you stick with the five W's, and that's essentially what the skeleton, the muscles, the bones, the organs, you know, the skin, they're all different representations of who, what, why, where, when, and how. And one question that people don't seem to ask with character development that they really should is how. Mm-hmm. And how is a process? How is action? And fiction is action, and that's the thing. So if you say you drive a Lamborghini, but nobody ever stops to think about how do you drive it?
Oh,
do you drive it really fast? Do you really drive it slow? Do you drive it carefully? Do you only drive it in the sun and the rain? Do you drive it because you want to pick up women and look good? Do you drive it because you got no hair and you're trying to look younger? Or, you know, something. I mean, but like
Richard Gere on
But that's it. Why do you drive it? What do you drive? How do you drive it? When do you drive it? You know, all these things will, you know. It can inundate you with a lot of questions, you know, and a lot of people, you know, any criticism I've gotten of this book has been, maybe that stalls story development. And I'm not trying to stall story development. What I'm trying to do is get you to think of your character, because at some point you're going to stop asking questions and think, all right, I'm tired of talking to this guy. Now I know who he is. I'm going to go. And at some point, if you're really lucky and you're doing it right, your characters are going to start telling you the story. And you just sit there and transcribe it. And you go, okay. And you know, this guy is not going to say that. And I've written lots of stuff where I go back and be like, he wouldn't say that. She would, but he would. And then suddenly...
Well, before we end the show real quick, let's talk about that from an editing side. Because once you do have the character development, then you've got your book ready to go. If you're going to self-publish route, or if you're going to try to be published, then you have to get an editor.
You should.
It's absolutely critical. We see all the time our clients come through without having an editor.
Yes.
And it's like a disaster.
Yeah.
But like you do editorial services as well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Almost out of time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. No. I do edit books. I'm editing one right now.
Just what you said about just reading it. You're like, no, she would have said that and he would have said that.
Right.
It's not just about grammar
or not.
Typos.
No, it's not. And that's the thing is people will say, oh, yeah, no, I've had it edited. Well, what they meant is they had their mom read it and their mom found with an extra apostrophe or something or some dumb thing. Or she fell in all the commas. That's not it. It's like you need somebody to look at story development, character development, theme, you know, motif, are questions being answered in a critical eye. You know, you need that sort of professional critical eye to look at it if you want to be taken seriously in a profession. And the trouble is, in today, with especially self-publishing, everybody's got this sort of DIY, you know, do-it-yourself kind of approach to everything. Mm-hmm. They don't feel they need anybody anymore. And this is the time when most people
need it most now
because they're not professionals. They're people who, they've had kids, they've taken 15 years off from writing, and they think, oh, I'm going to write a book and put it out there and sell it. And then they sell five copies and they're really happy because, oh yeah, everybody likes my book. But it's like, but it's not a good book, you know?
I know. So. We got to wrap up our show here, but I just want you to know that was probably the most invaluable information, this 30-minute segment with Scott Morgan, our best-selling author of Character Development from the Inside Out.
Stand by, we're going to get to our first break.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HuntertonChamber.org, for more information today.
Andy Murphy, this is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We're featuring our Santa Choice Award-winning titles and products, and we got a special one for you today. Our guest Skyping in from California is Jack Peterson, and he is the co-owner of a company called Kids Gear. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you could actually, you know, tell us a little about yourself first and the company.
Well, I've been involved with the company since the beginning. It is a family-run business. It actually was started by my wife about 15 years ago. So we've been working on children's headphones, specifically focused on safe children's headphones using volume-limiting technology that we kind of developed back in 2000. So I've been involved with that. My background is high-tech, and I kind of went full-time working for my wife about 5 years ago.
Oh, God, I love that. That's such a great story. What about, tell us about this, the product that won the Santa Choice Awards is actually, it's called Stereo Headset Headphones for Kids. It's the Kids Gear Deluxe model. Can you hold it up for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Now tell us about it, and tell us also about the technology we're talking about.
About 15 years ago, as I said, we kind of came up with the need for children's headphones. There were no children's designed, I would say, headphones, meaning size and fit and comfort and all that. It was basically adult headphones that were adapted through wrapping tape and towel around it to fit children's heads. Well, the Deluxe Stereo Headset headphone was the next evolution of that original headphone set. It has a boom microphone on it. And this came about because of the fact that obviously children is our focus, and of course in school is critical, and learning and language learning and Skyping like this and gameplay, all of that involves children. Well, they needed also to have comfortable, size-fitted, and most importantly, safe, meaning the kids control volume limit technology is built into the headphones. What this does is it caps the volume at roughly 80% of its maximum capability. Now, we've designed that in such a way that you can turn that on or turn that off, which is very different. As time progressed, other manufacturers came out with similar technology, but obviously have implemented it differently. A lot of times it's been built in, and that means it's always on. Well, in an environment like an airplane, for example, or loud background environments, that always on feature is actually a detriment. It limits too much. So what we did is we made it from day one as an optional on-off type technology so that in those loud background environments, you can actually turn it off. What that also does is when the child's talking with a boom microphone, it needs to be a very, high capability of omnidirectional sound capture so that no matter where they're sitting and no matter what environment they're in, they get a clear, crisp interaction with whatever application they're using. So the problem in the past has been microphones. Those have been around for a long time. They obviously are on probably your own headsets that you go jogging with and you answer the phone, but they're usually on a little, you know, dongle piece that hangs next to you and you kind of hold it up to your mouth when you want to talk. Well, clearly that would not work with children. So the boom microphone was just a natural. We kept the same exact form factor. Just added a boom microphone to it. And it's been very successful in schools. In California specifically and around the nation, they've implemented what's called common core curriculums. These require testing to be done with headphones and in many cases, headphones with boom microphones or microphones. And so we've been adopted now by thousands of school districts around the United States as a solution for that problem of small K through 12 years old type testing. They use the Deluxe Stereo headset. So, you know, they can fold the boom mic up. It does rotate, supports left or right or straight up and can be used as just a regular audio headset. And that's kind of basically the product that we won the award for.
It is just so interesting to hear that story and learn more about the behind the scenes with the gear itself, because, you know, who would think the technology that you brought, and congratulations on all that work that you're doing and with the school systems and so on. It's really something.
Thank you.
Want everybody out there to know that on top of the importance of everything you were just discussing, they're very durable as well. You know, Jack, I want you to know our reviewers got back and said, you know, they're functional, durable, comfortable, and have a meaningful purpose. And they gave them an A+ across the board at the Santa Choice Awards. But I did want to mention again that they really are. A lot of people, I'm sure, out there watching think of the kids' headsets as just flimsy. You know, they don't hold up. 5 minutes after the kid wears them, they're broken. These are, I want to say, really, really great, and they're extremely durable, and they're A+ sound.
Well, I think another reason, too, Well, you just mentioned one. The sound quality is top line. It's actually got the same componentry as some very high-end, very expensive headphones in the market. We just adopted it into our own form factor. But the other piece is, I don't know if you remember back when I was in school and they did use headphones, there were these monster headphones. I mean,
right.
Literally this big, right?
Yeah.
And they would sit out on your head. And clearly, that's not what children really need. They really need a comfortable experience. People have found children, the younger they are, will stop fidgeting, stop playing with the headphones when they fit comfortably and they can truly listen to the audio that they're watching or the movie or the game or even, as I said, language learning and Skyping. So people will not tolerate poor audio, right? They need to be comfortable and clear, and then they can pay attention to what they're supposed to be watching. So we think it's a good fit for our company. We think it's a great fit for the kids out there. And, you know, we're very excited. Thank you.
You should be. And we want you to know we do congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Awards, Jack. And also keep up the great work. Thanks again.
Thank
All right.
This is the end of our show already. Talented people, it's 3:56 on June 17th. Hope you're having a great day. We're going to go to our news and weather and then start with our 4 to 5 o'clock hour, which features, again, more Santa Choice Award-winning products. Performer Ben Rednick is going to be calling in shortly, and we'll go from there. Stay with us, and thanks for listening.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There is a snag in the plan to train Iraqi forces. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says there are fewer recruits than expected.
Our training efforts in Iraq have thus far been slowed by a lack of trainees. We simply haven't received enough recruits.
He testified before the House Armed Services Committee earlier. The U.S. had initially envisioned training 24,000, but that number is now about 7,000. Tropical Depression Bill is moving north through Texas, but the state has so far avoided the worst. But meteorologist Patrick Burke says flash flooding and tornadoes are still a concern.
This could still be a deadly storm as it moves inland and weakens. We'll continue to have intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially across Texas and Oklahoma.
But Texas is still saturated from storms last month that caused flooding in many areas across the state. This is USA Headline News.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set.
For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
New York State Police say there is no hard evidence that